Foreigners, two languages, one unexpected conversation. Welcome to No Prep Talk. With you today, Romeo, Joanna, and Priscilla.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Romeo. I'm here with Elder and Joanna, and as every week, we're going to have a little chat about something that they don't know about and that I have carefully prepared in the last 15 minutes so that we have a discussion, a chat about a theme that is close to each and one of us. The chat is about art. Now, there's much to be said about art, of course, but there's one part of this discussion that I think is close to all of us, all three of us. So both myself and Elder are closer to the world of management, and Joanna is a researcher, a scientist, but we all share passion for art. And in one way or the other, we all try to express ourselves in art in some way. Prstiga, you have some experience with music, do you not? Could you tell us a bit about your experience with music?
Well, my last seven albums, they came... Absolutely. So I learned how to play guitar when I was 15 and played it ever since. And then tried to write songs, very cheesy songs, but it was my first attempt at creating something with that musical instrument. And then most recently I learned the basics of playing piano. So that's kind of been my experiments with music and the creative process that goes with it.
Yeah. Joanna, I heard you say recently that you've been investing some time in, is it painting? Are you doing some painting these days?
Yeah. So it's writing. I've been writing more these days. So writing is kind of an old passion that I've forgotten about for the last 20 years or so. Because I mean, during your 20s, at least for me, I was just like so focused on getting, you know, a proper career and running after that I think I just forgot that I had other abilities. I've been back to that. I've been writing a lot. I've also tried to learn a few musical instruments, but I was never successful because it's just difficult. But I've been painting as well, but I'm terrible at it. I'm still learning. So, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. No. So I suppose the next question would be, Joanna, what are you hoping to achieve with your writing and your painting? What is, or even your musical instruments, I suppose. What do you hope to achieve with those?
So with my writing at the moment, I think I'm just taking stuff out of my head. I've been writing everything that comes to my mind. I keep a notebook with me because sometimes, you know, ideas or things that could, well, even if they don't have any potential, I've been writing them down anyways. I'm not sure.
So it's about potential, or is it something material? Is it something for your soul? What is the aim of spending time of doing something like that?
At the moment, I have to be honest, I don't have a specific aim. I'm just, as I said before, I'm just getting ideas out of my head. But in the future, I am planning to maybe, you know, gather all my writings and do something proper out of it. I'm not sure what yet, but I'm sure I can figure out something to do with my art, let's say.
Yeah, no, I'm certain it's an interesting path in any case, no matter the outcome. What about you, Prustiga? What have you been hoping to achieve, and what do you hope to achieve these days through your music, through your art?
For my case, it's just I think similar to what Joanna said about expressing yourself, rather than an ultimate goal of creating a specific work of art that is going to be remembered or that I'm going to put more effort into making known or available. It is for the process itself, both when I try to write any song or when I take the guitar and start playing. It really is about expressing yourself or the feelings that you're experiencing in that moment, rather than anything like long term. So in my case, it's a very instant thing, instant gratification thing.
Yeah,
I think it's the same for me. It's all, like, this is all very recent. So I'm only, you know, taking down ideas, memories, feelings, just expressing them on the paper, because it's like you can organize them better. You can think about them better if I can see them on paper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just expressing myself at the moment.
Yeah. No, that's interesting, and I think a lot of people would share the passion to start and to try to get to art as a form of expression, and at the same time, a lot of people got lost in the way or went through to something else, I suppose. So
can I say something? One thing. So to you, Joanna, do you have tattoos to express yourself, or because you like to enjoy the art that you have tattooed? Meaning, is it for the art that you have, specifically the drawing, or does the drawing mean something?
It's both things. Everyone that has tattoos, I think it's a form of expressing yourself. Even if you don't think of it in that way, anything that you share to the world, even the way you dress or the way you present yourself to the world, you are expressing what you are inside, you know, your thoughts and your feelings and so on. Tattoos have a lot to do with that too. So, like, let's say I did a tattoo of a deer in my arm because, you know, I love deers, because I love animals, and because I'm vegetarian. You know, that's expressing myself. The same way as the way I dress. It's like, it's expressing yourself as well, you know? And that's why we all have different styles, and we all like, one things, and some people like other things, because it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what you are inside, you know? Things you like, things you...
Joanna, Elder, the reason why I started with this was because there may be this this line between being having fun with doing something and being good at doing so. So
message art, received.
Yep. No, see, you're actually very good in many things, I'm sure. So, art in general, but arts and crafts, if we want to expand it to, for instance, tattooing or so, they can either be a hobby or they can be something else. And the question for today is, how deep should we go? How good should we be? How interested, how committed, and what would the outcome be in such case? So basically, just to give context as well, I've been in music as well. I've I've done a bit of theater back in university, and I'm trying to write myself. And even this podcast is also a form of expression. So there's all of that. Expressing yourself in art is an amazing way for one to express themselves. So the question that I have for you is, where do we stand? Where do we draw the line? How committed should we be with our passions? If it is a passion, should we go all the way? Should we invest time? Should we invest a bit in the theory? Or so for instance, let's talk of something like photography. You like, all of us take pictures nowadays. Taking pictures is super easy. We have mobile phones that have better and better cameras. So there are a few steps that we can take. We can understand a bit theory better, how to frame a picture the best way possible, the light in the picture, and so on. And then we can start investing in equipment, and eventually we can be so happy about our the outcome of our experiments that we start sharing them either, you know, a bit more seriously on Instagram, as if it's part of our, I don't know, journey, or even getting super serious in exhibiting and trying to sell pictures. And again, this is a form of art and not photography as a profession. So just expression of the self and eventually getting to something serious. So the question here is, where do we stop in a world such as ours, in which we do have the money, the time to have hobbies? Where do we stop? Do we go all the way to being almost professional? Or is it okay to just do it for yourself and stop there? And what are the pros and cons for that? Joanna, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think it's the good thing with art is, you know, it can be whatever you want it to be. And there's always public for any kind of art. So I think it's whatever makes you happy. If you want to pursue a passion and make it your, you know, and it becomes your bread winner, let's say, that's great, good for you. I'm sure you're feeling very fulfilled because you're able to do something that you like or you have a passion about and then make money with it. That's great. But you might have that passion and not necessarily want to share that with the world, or maybe you just want to share it with the people, with your friends and family, you know? Maybe it's just for yourself. You can do art just for yourself and be happy with not sharing your art. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, the good thing about about art is that it's as flexible as you want it to be.
Yeah. And Stiger, how do you feel about that?
You started by saying the question I have today, and then you said like 6 or 7 questions. So I'm not sure which one. I think the part of the where should we stop, I'm not sure we have to. It's the way I understood what you said is, how much should we invest? Something that is actually our profession or a passion. At least that's how I'm understanding it. If I think of my personal case, I invested as much as I needed in terms of quality. So the instrument that I have is one that gives me the quality that I want to achieve, and the quality that I can actually develop or deliver. Like if I had bought a £1,000 guitar, I wouldn't really take advantage of it. So that's what kind of what I stopped with my passion sort of / hobby. But I'm not going to be a musician.
I think that one thing about this mindset is that it brings you this sense of perfection, because if you want to someday, you know, sell your art to the world, you are going to have to be as perfect as you can be in your art, because otherwise nobody will buy anything from you. So I think is this, like, this notion of perfection, at least at the stage where I'm at the moment, which is at the very, like, at the beginning of developing this passion, it actually sets you back from doing any art at all, because you want to do everything so perfect. You're thinking more about the people liking your art than your own personal, than you liking your art. And I think this idea of perfection can actually hinder you from doing any art at all.
Okay. So, Stiga, you mentioned something that is interesting, which is you said something about the investment that you make, the outcome should be proportionate to it. So basically, if you are investing a lot, then you should be making money out of it, or you should be getting recognition.
That's not what I said. What I said was, in gave the personal example of what I want to get out of music, or in this case from the guitar, is a particular kind of sound that allows me, you know, it's a particular set of things that I can do with the guitar that I couldn't do with a guitar of one price, but I can do with a guitar of a different price. So in terms of where do I stop, in terms of investment, for example, in terms of money and time, is the place where I'm comfortable and I take the joy that I need. So if I would spend, if I wanted to go into a studio and record and buy a bigger guitar, those I know wouldn't give me the amount of joy that I take from what I have, meaning I don't need more than I have.
Okay, got it. So it's proportionate, but to the other side. So you feel like the goal is your own satisfaction, and you get the equivalent that is proportionate to the satisfaction that you hope to draw from it. Whereas from what I could understand, Joanne, from what you were saying, it's almost the other way around.
We lost you, Romeo. Or you're making a huge suspense.
Yeah, I think.
Too much silence is not a good thing. That's all I can say.
Yeah. should we wait until he comes back, or?
I think so.
Sorry.
Now we hear you.
Hey.
Okay. No, sorry, guys. Yeah. Well, sorry about that. The connection isn't the best. What I was saying was, if you on an opposite side to Pustigas, to Elders, if you are also focused on your own satisfaction, but not as will people appreciate my work, will people give value to my work, but you giving yourself the value, aiming for perfection. So in terms of investment, your investment in writing doesn't have the same price tags as a good guitar or a studio. So you're more aiming at perfection, ultimate perfection, but disregarding any other person's opinion and more focusing on your own satisfaction as well. Is that it?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that in the future I couldn't, you know, start publishing, even if it's online on social media or in any other format. I couldn't start publishing my work, and maybe, you know, my art could be helping other people. People could like relate to the things I write about. That could be an ultimately could be a goal for me and for my art. But I think that as I'm starting right now, I think that thinking in the future in that way, it brings me a pressure that I I don't need right now because I'm only starting, you know?
Yeah.
It puts me off from writing, having to think about, I have to write the perfect paragraph. If it's not perfect, you know, I shouldn't do anything
it's
at all.
Productive.
Or yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's just two different perspectives from two different people who have their arts at different stages, because you've been doing music for longer than I've been writing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Joanna, the part of recognition wouldn't be a priority for you. That's something that we could take.
It's a priority. Of course, it's always good when, you know, people see your stuff and then they send you things like, oh, I really like what you wrote, or I really relate to what you're saying. I went through the same stuff, blah, blah. Of course, it's always very, you know, it's very fulfilling, but it's not my priority. Not at the moment, anyway.
Yeah. And Postiga, you, Elder?
Not at the moment. I think when you create something, it's good to get feedback. But maybe feedback is just from your close friends, and that's pretty much enough what you need.
Yeah. Well, I've looked up arts. I've looked up what arts are there. And I came across a list of things that people can occupy their time with. It's interesting that there's a gray area between what are arts and what are crafts. And they're quite close, and there's so much to be said about that. But there are three big categories that I'd like to share with you guys. So there are performing arts, and those are the ones that we can see on a stage mostly. Music, theater, dance. I also saw object manipulation. That's something that is very vague, but yes, circus, sports, magic, you know, that can be considered somehow a magic, an art. And then you have visual arts, such as painting and sculpture. Those are considered fine arts. But then you go all the way to photography and video, filmmaking, and eventually, again, design art and architecture could be considered as arts as well. And then you have applied arts, which are more practical, such as industrial design or graphic design, fashion design as well. So considering all of this and how people invest their time, you can have a conversation about what is something of a profession, what is something for yourself. I would say making money makes it eventually somehow a profession. So one of the goals that we could have eventually is to make a living out of something, or at least to have some sort of profit from the investment that we had. One thing we've all been talking about is to express yourself. So that would be some sort of a self-discovery process of who are we and how do we stand in terms of art? And then recognition, we spoke a bit. How about for the part of performing arts, what about social interaction? How does that stand in this process? So, Joanna, you mentioned just now that you were hoping to get feedback. Stiga, you said something about feedback yourself. So where does social interaction stand in our process, in processes of making something and creating something?
Well,
what do you mean social interaction?
If you do theater,
maybe critiques as well. Is that what you, Romeo?
We can't hear you. Unless, again, silence management is done extreme.
I think he meant, social interaction through people giving you feedback or criticizing you, you know, and your art.
So what's the role of feedback in sort of creating art?
Well, feedback, I think that the word itself says what it is, but then some people don't get it in that way.
I mean, like criticism.
Yeah.
If that's what it means, then that's, you know, when I think of social interaction is, you know, who the people engage with. It could be the other band members, or whether if you do something with 50 people, is it different from doing yourself? That's why I wanted to clarify what social interaction means.
Oh, okay.
Well, the reason why I mentioned social interaction is because when you express yourself, you get feedback from the audience. When you meet with a band, you connect with other people artistically. If you do theater, for instance, it's a way for expression, but at the same time, there's so much interaction with other people on a stage. That dancing can be, we can say the same about dancing. Dancing can have interaction. So you do have both sides with fellow artists, with audiences, and with critics, let's say. So my question is, how important is doing something in terms of your integration in society? So how important is it for you guys to create, considering that you will be meeting with peers within your passion, and at the same time, you will have feedback from either specialists or general people? So
I think it's very important, especially if you're, you know, learning, because that's how you learn even more, is if you talk to people, like-minded people who can help you in your process and can help you improving your skills and abilities to perform your art. At the same time, and in terms of feedback, as I was just saying to Elder, and this is from my personal experience, because I think I am, let's say not everybody uses feedback in a positive way. So some people are very, you know, harsh on their comments, or they like to criticize you and your and what you do with your art, and this is from a totally of a personal perspective. So because myself, I can feel very unmotivated when people criticize what I'm doing, and on the other side, on the opposite side, the same thing happens. If I tend to look for validation in people, and if they don't give me the validation that I need to continue my work, I might feel frustrated, and it can negatively impact my work. Do that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So
for you,
put me down, but validation or non-validation also can impact me and my work.
But you wouldn't write to feel accepted, or so it's more an internal process that will have external consequences, let's say.
Yes, exactly. So let's say that I show my work to somebody from outside, maybe an expert or a non-expert, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then I know that I will be very affected from the reaction of that person, maybe because I'm not confident enough in my art yet, you know, I'm only starting, but I know that I would get affected from, you know, what comes from the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I know that there's a lot of artists, a lot of people who have this problem, even, you know, artists with careers, years of in the art industry. Yeah, a lot of people feeling that way.
Well, what I feel is a lot of artists can have become artists because they actually are good at whatever art they. So circumstances making the artist, sort of say. So people that have something to say, write those things, and eventually just become writers and publish books. Or people that just enjoy playing the guitar, they do it in such way that that it just happens that people follow, people like, and so on. So what I think is a lot, what you're describing doesn't have that limit of who the artist is and who the person with a passion or the hobby is. There's just the possibility for any of them to have it fully as a profession, or just partially, or just as a slight occupation of time, and not being that open and that available to show their work. So of course the things that you have as your fears or as your concerns as just somebody that has a hobby can be the same as those of people that have careers and a long history of writing in this case.
Yeah, these are just insecurities, which are, you know, we're all human.
Regardless
of your, you are an artist or not, you're human, so you're gonna feel insecure sometimes about certain things.
Yeah, and maybe then a question for you, Stiga Elder. In terms of value, then, what if you're so good that there is recognition, that you get feedback that is overwhelming in the sense that it is massively approved? Isn't there room for the next stage, or is it something that a person with a talent should just draw a line or something? How do you see things?
I think if for the same reason that if everybody criticizes you, you shouldn't stop, because if you want to, you should continue. The opposite applies, meaning if everyone loves it, just because that happens doesn't mean you have to go on. Like if you do something to a certain extent of effort and investment, because that's what you're passion, that's the amount of passion you have and the amount of effort you want to or willing to put, you don't have to put more than that just because it's widely accepted or widely considered genius or any of those things. It really has to be because you want it to do.
But don't you think that if people are asking for more of your talent, is it
no?
Is it not your how do you say it? Obligation to share it with the world, your moral obligation?
I think I see that question in a different example, which maybe illustrates better my point, which is if you found that you found in a small village, some random country, a 15-year-old who had super intelligence, right? Somebody that could make giant leaps for us as human beings, as a species, in terms of the stuff that we can develop in 1 year rather than 50, would it be okay for us to demand that that person who goes through exams and gets tested and gets put into a lab, we find out stuff, we force them to study stuff so that, you know, overall from a utilitarian perspective, we evolve because of that person, whether they want it or not? It's a hard one because, you know, it would help a lot of people. Like imagine that person could come up with a way to solve the water problem in the world. I mean, there's a moral obligation for that person to be going through that. But ultimately, it depends where you stand ethically, whether that, you know, it's about what that person wants or not.
Of course.
And then here's a little bit of the same. Like, even if anything I would do musically would be like gold nuggets coming out of me, if it's not something I really want to pursue, I don't think it's reason enough for me to do it. Like, in, you know, I should give concerts all over the world, and I should make more albums, because it wouldn't be, the driver wouldn't be in me.
Yeah, I don't think that's how self-expression works. It's not something that you can just, ask or request from a person whatever you want. It's
that's a good point.
Expression is very subjective to each individual, so it comes out the way you think it's best to come out, not because people ask you to.
Yeah. So I suppose there's something, just for last, I saved some more theoretical approach to this, which is, if I learn the violin, let's say, and I learn to perform a specific piece, will that make me an artist, or am I just performing something with almost no creative side? Does creativity have any say on whether what we're doing is an art or not? So, Elder, you were saying that you make music for yourself, of course, cheesy as you characterize it. So you're describing, you're expressing yourself in a certain way, but you're applying creativity. And at the same time, there may be a performer, an excellent violinist, that makes it into a profession, but has zero creativity applied. Maybe he feels music, he can express himself, but at the same time, he's not really expressing himself as much as just expressing what is required of him based on what he's heard or seen from other people. So my question is, in this debate of being an artist or an artisan almost, in this debate of art as a form of expression versus art as a profession, how do you see value? How do you see value? What can we get out of it? And is it the money that how your work is evaluated as an artist, or is it more how much money you can make from it? Where do we stand in terms of what a person does just based on creativity and based on feeling and expression versus making it into an actual profession, making money, but at the same time having all the limits of you have to follow a certain line and you have to perform in a certain way. How do you both, I would maybe start doing how do you see both sides? Would you go the way to look at the market and write books that are asked by the audiences, by readers? Or do you feel value is in creativity, and that's the way to go in terms of expression?
I think it depends on how involved are you with the industry, and if it depends on if that's your only way of living, if you have another job or don't have any other job, I think you'll have to take it more seriously. And then,
but if you have another job, this becomes sort of a hobby, so the expectation is different. But at the same time, the intensity of your investment is lower. So where does it stop? Can we have true artists that are completely free? Should that be the way? Is that what we are as artists in our hobbies?
Yeah, well, I think the ideal situation, well, in the case that you are all in the industry, I think the ideal situation would be you keep selling books that you write, maybe not to yourself, but about something that you want to express and not what other people ask you to. Yeah. Because that's the reason why people even like you. It's because you write what you write, or you do what you do as an artist. So you know, it's also on people's interest that you keep doing things the way you do.
Yeah. Okay.
So self-expression is more important for me. Well, especially at the stage where I'm at the moment, and then any commercial interest.
And how do you see value of one versus the other? Value not as you as an artist or a beginner of an artist, but in general, what is the value of someone that does something for a passion versus somebody that is just performing for audiences?
What do you mean? Which one of those is the more creative? Is that what you are asking?
What is the value of one versus the other? What is more valuable? What is more, what should be considered the most? What should be valued the most? The creativity?
I still think it's creativity, yes. I think because it's also a part of the way you express yourself. It's also a part of you, because you know you're showing a part of you, a part of your life and your experience. Yeah. So it's your individuality. So I think that's of more value than doing it for, you know, any commercial reason or for any money reason.
So, for instance, someone as someone with multi-million contracts, such as I don't know Dan Brown, or someone writing biographies of famous people, people that just make money for making or rolling with her Harry Potter series. Comparing that to someone that just goes all the way with art without consideration for audiences, the value still stays with the work of art regardless. That's your view.
I think so. But I think that those people who got millions out of their works of art are also valuable, because, you know, even though there's still some creativity to it. I can't see how you can make millions and not be good at what you do, you know? Okay. So I'm sure there's creativity involved, and you obviously are a very skillful person. Otherwise you wouldn't be making millions. And that, I think that's of value, of course, yeah.
Yeah. And Elle, we touched this topic in an earlier conversation, but how do you see the same concepts, conceptual music or music for arts versus selling, even if you do it for yourself? So how do you see that? How do you see value of one versus the other?
I think you're asking a lot of questions. It's not clear to me what the actual question is, because you've spoken about creating value and, for example, the role of creativity in if you do it as a hobby versus somebody that is executing, for example, which both can have creativity. So there's no necessary line.
Do you think so? Do you think that somebody performing something that is defined both in aesthetics and as in performance, something that is completely written, do you think there's creativity in just applying it? So let's say, for instance, we have a song by the Beatles, and you perform that song, that same song, at a cover perfectly. Is that something with creativity? Because for me, what I was suggesting with my questions is, for me, the creativity in that sort of process is not there. And what I was saying was, creativity is something that you use when you create, rather than something you use when you perform. Of course, if, for instance, if you're a jazz musician, you may have the process of creating, let's say, and then you go on stage and you may still improvise a bit, so you may still be using creativity. Or Elle, I believe that you had some workshops, you were on a few workshops of improv theater, perhaps improv comedy, something like that. If you're a comedian and you're expressing yourself, if you have a set that you just apply, somebody writing things for you, are you being creative or are you being a performer? And at the same time, if you are the writer of that comedian, so if you're the person writing the lines or the jokes for that comedian to perform them live in front of millions of people, are you an artist or not? So where's the value there, on the creation part or the performer part? That's the question.
But those, just on that last sentences, I can see three questions: whether there's value, where there's creativity.
Where's the value? So let me put this into one simple sentence. Considering that value can be compared between different works or different jobs or different actions, if you create versus you perform, where's the most value in that?
Well, there's
so if bigger. You're...
I think
the question is where's the most for you? So for instance, you made songs. Let me put this into your reality. You've written songs, and at the same time, you grab the guitar and you perform other people's songs as well. What has the most value for you?
I think they have different value. I think the example
So which one is the most? If they have different, when you put them into perspective, one versus the other, where is, well, let's say for humanity's sake or for your own satisfaction, what has the most value?
Yeah, but you can't argue with, in a subjective matter to most humanity. Like if it's my specific example, it is
exactly. I'm asking you specifically.
Let me just try and finish the thought. So when you talk about specifically the songs that I wrote, that's one case. Whether I'm performing somebody else's song, sometimes it might be I'm performing my own things. It has a lot more value. Others, it hasn't. I think the example of the comedian, the writer adds value by creating the content. The comedian has value by the delivery. It makes people laugh. The writer probably couldn't deliver its own material in a way that makes people laugh. So his value is in the writing, whereas the comedian is in the delivery. I don't see how one has more value than the other, unless...
Well, sometimes, yeah.
That's why I'm trying to finish this.
Unless you
ask me on that particular one, which one I would value most. Do I think it's the delivery?
Exactly. And that would be the question. But grabbing what you just said about the comedians and about the writers, it's very common for writers to become comedians themselves. And that's a first step for a comedian, is to start writing material for other people. Normally you have to be funny in order to, you know, make people laugh. So if you write stuff for somebody else to read, that's normally a first step in your career to yourself be a performer eventually. But what I was asking specifically is, what is the value for you, seeing that you can perform other people's stuff and you yourself have written things? What for you has the most value, from what you see from other artists or for you and your own satisfaction of your own work and your own investment of time? Where is the value there, the biggest value, let's say? Because, yes, of course, all have value.
It's the reason why it's difficult for me to answer that is because if you had asked me what has more value, blue or green,
that's sort of no, for me, for instance, I can say that blue has more value because I like it more. So that was the type of question that I was making.
How do I not sound generic with this one? It really depends on what we're talking about. There are some music of other people that I play and I derive value that I don't derive with some of my songs and vice versa. So I can't just make a blank statement saying what I create has more value than what other people create, or the other way around.
So you wouldn't be able to say there are a couple of songs that I particularly value that I make, or I don't particularly like the things that I make apart from, you know, what satisfaction I take from creating them, versus a couple of songs that are amazing and when I play them, I really like it.
I think it depends on what they mean to you, you know?
Yeah.
A song...
So the question was asked...
Because a song that I didn't written and I, from someone else, could mean more to me than something that I've written for some reason. You know, I think it depends on the meaning that you put in stuff.
Yeah.
I understand your question. I know that maybe the common sense would say that something that you create, it's of more value than something that you just perform. But as Pushtigo was saying, let's not forget that there's, I think it's 4 or 5 types of different creativity. And I don't think, I mean, you can't just... put all your value in one, you know, in one specific type. Because let's say me being a scientist, it's a very science driven kind of career. And some people think there's no creativity at all to it, but that's not true. Because like in the lab every day, we have to use creativity to solve, you know, several different problems that were never solved before. Because usually in science, if you're doing research, you're working on something that was never done before by nobody else in the world. So you are the one who have to come up with ideas to, you know, solve problems within science. So it depends. I agree with Pushtiga on this one. And yeah, there's
very different types
of creativity. So you can't just put value into one type or two types. You know, you have to look at the bigger picture, I think.
Yeah. So your suggestion or what you're proposing, and I think that makes sense. There is creativity, even if you're just performing. That's what you're suggesting now, Julia.
I guess it depends.
Because there are 5 different types, as you were saying.
If you perform in a dull way, you know, it's one thing. But if you perform, let's say, Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus, if you sing that song with all your passion, with all your, you know, all your skills, you are also expressing yourself, even if you're not singing your own songs, Wrecking Ball. But if you put your heart to it, your skills, I think it's still creativity. It's still creativity.
Yeah.
You're being in the way you are performing.
So I suggest I could ask, because both of you, suggested that maybe it's not comparable, that you cannot say that one has more value than the other. Is that what you're suggesting?
It's not black and white, no.
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
Oh, is he gone again?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But would you say the value of one versus I'm back.
Okay.
I didn't hear your answer as well. I'm sorry. So would you be able to compare not quite?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's black and white. It's more gray. I think it depends on how you do your performance, you know?
Yeah. Well, from my perspective, at least, I give value to even different songs or different works of art and different, in different artists. There are people that perform their own things and that perform other people's things. There are creators that were actors as well. So there are, you know, film directors that made their own vision into existence. And at the same time, they participated in other people's films. And I can say I really liked the part of this actor, but I didn't like the movie that he made. And in terms of outcome, I put them into perspective. On my part, I give much more value to the quality of the music that, for instance, I may make, rather than the performance of something that somebody else made, particularly because of the skills that I have in performing those. So for instance, if I am to play a song from somebody else, from some band that I follow, and even if I do it quite well, it will lack, perhaps even if I put all my heart, it will maybe lack the skill in my particular case. So my question was more, Joanna, you in your particular case, Elda, you in your particular case. On my particular case, there would be very limited cases of songs that I could perform from other people's that would reach the same value or would have the same level of something that I would make for myself, because my technical skills, for instance, in playing a guitar, are not comparable to my vision of, you know, making something on my own, that sort of thing. So somebody else would be able to translate something, you know, somebody else's piece better because they would have better technique. But at the same time, I would put my own vision into something. And if I put one against the other, probably I would be happier with whatever I would create if I found it to be good enough for me.
Yeah.
So that was the attempt of a question. Of course, in general, this is a very specific question. Art as a hobby versus art as an occupation. It's very general and it's very specific. So we can go to a very specific detail, or we can have this as a very general question. Guys, thank you so much for the chat. I think we're getting to the end of our time. So I would just take the opportunity to thank both of you for your passion and your vision about something as generic and as difficult to translate as art.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing this topic. It was very interesting discussing this with you too. Thanks.
Thank you.